there's never been a more important time to talk to your kids about America and who we are as a people. I mean, so much garbage is being shoveled out there, and I was surprised. Maybe I shouldn't have been, but the amount of garbage on places like TikTok. Now, TikTok, of course, a mechanism for the Chinese, we now know. We got rid of it altogether, but the messages on social media that are just anti-American now. Unbelievable. Your children are bombarded with this garbage. My next guest here to help us talk to kids about patriotism, Julie Gundlach, the director of the Independent Women Forum for Progress and Innovation. Julie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So kids are absolutely bombarded with noise and nonsense and just absolutely negative comments about America all the time. It's kind of gives me an upset stomach in a way. But what do we do about it?
Yeah, you know, I see it all the time. You know, I live right outside of the nation's capital, by the way.
Right.
Just yesterday on the neighborhood listserv, which I have to say is a constant source of both horror and amusement, you know, a woman was complaining about flags, people putting flags in their yard. And she said, you know, these are cheap plastic flags and, you know, they might end up in the garbage and just going on and on. I mean, it's just unbelievable to me, the pettiness and rudeness of people.
So they might end up in the garbage. I see. Yeah. So what was her solution? No flags at all, I guess.
I guess. I mean, it's just amazing to me what people can complain about. But you're right. It goes deeper than that. It's not just the pettiness. People are being taught not to love their country. They're being taught that the United States is uniquely bad. They're being taught, for instance, because of the 1619 Project from the New York Times, that the United States was founded on white supremacy. And the reason that we...
Which, of course, is absolutely false. All right, so what do we do about that? I mean, you've sent me some talking points here, some things to talk to your kids about from the Independent Women's Forum. You guys do great work. Because we have to fight back. America was,
right.
First of all, I'm pretty sure America was not a country in 1619.
I mean, yes,
pretty sure.
Yes, that's right. That's
pretty
right.
Sure it was not a country. So hard to found a country that didn't exist on slavery when those things were not together. Am I wrong about that?
No, not at all. The 1619 Project from the New York Times is laughable, and it has been criticized by some of the best historians and scholars in the country. Sadly, though, the 1619 Project has released a curriculum which many schools are going to be using. My school, in fact, the superintendent said that they're going to deploy the 1619 curriculum. I encourage everyone to find your curriculum, the curriculum that your children is using, talk to your school administrators, express your desire for this curriculum not to be used, because this curriculum, again, teaches children to hate their country. It says terrible, inaccurate things about the founding of the country. And so at IWF, we released this new document, How to Talk to Your Kids About dot, dot, dot. We're going to be doing a series of these. I'm in charge of this. I'm going to be doing one on Black Lives Matter. I'm going to be doing one on racism. I'm going to be doing one on women's rights, suffrage, on voting rights, the Electoral College. Do we need the NRA? Kind of these sticky issues that parents often have trouble talking about. And what it does is it gives some brief talking points, very easy to understand talking points. And even some activities you can do with your kids, for instance, on the patriotism one. I said, you know, take them to memorials, take them to you know, different patriotic areas around the country. You know, let them take the citizenship test. There's a whole bunch of activities that kids can do, and then it offers a reading list. I think part of the problem for parents is they're so inundated with the mainstream media and their own schools telling their kids to hate their country. There's not a lot of resources on the other side. So we want to sort of help parents talk to their kids and give them some references and some guidance on how to talk about these things and how to explain to their kids why America is uniquely good and
right.
is really still the home of the free and the brave.
If I may take a couple of the points here, key points on patriotism. Americans are free because our Constitution recognizes the natural rights of all people. And anybody who understands the destruction of slavery during the Civil War understands that, yes, flawed individuals wrote these documents, but they laid the very groundwork that destroyed slavery and the enslavement of people by creating, declaring that all men are created equal. They laid the groundwork.
Right.
Our Constitution created the opportunity for slavery to be relegated to the trash heap of history. Our system of self-government, our American values of freedom, responsibility, equality, tolerance, generosity have created the best conditions in human history.
Right. I mean, if our foundation is built on slavery, then why does the Constitution not mention the word slavery, slaves, any kind of trade in human beings? It doesn't, because the founders, many of them understood the great moral depravity of slavery. And this document allowed for societies to evolve and to change, and that's the great beauty of the Constitution.
That's correct. We had the opportunity to go back and make adjustments to rethink all of it, I guess, and we continue to do that. I think it's extremely important. How do people get a copy of this that I have in my hand? Where do they go?
We have a PDF up at IWF.org. I encourage people to post it on social media, to send it to their friends, really to just use it for the child in your life. If you're not a parent, if you have a nephew or a niece, if you're a teacher, whatever. It's a great basis for exploration. So each of these points can be explored more. And again, there's a reading list for kids on there as well to for them to explore these issues more.
Yeah, and it's never been more important. And like you said, get a hold of your school district if your kids are going to be going there.
Yeah.
The 1619 garbage has been debunked over and over again. The idea that America was based on white supremacy and slavery is absolutely absurd.
Just
no
say
question
something.
About it.
Say anything.
Say
people
something.
Are so
absolutely.
Quiet.
Yeah. Yeah, just like me. Just like me. So quiet. Julie Gundlach, always a pleasure. Greatly appreciated, Julie.
Thanks for having me.
There you have it. Julie Gundlach, everybody. Still to come. Tom Borelli and Ivy will be here. I promise. It's a Wednesday.